Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The New Zealand Herald suggests the Queen and Prince Harry are set for a headline-grabbing showdown with a very public collision of important events. The Herald writes, "The Queen is a funny woman. No, really, stop scoffing. I'm serious. Take the time she took the mickey out of some American tourists near her 50,000-acre Scottish bolthole, Balmoral. When Her Majesty, dressed in a coat and headscarf, encountered the group, they reportedly eagerly asked her, 'Have you ever met the Queen?' 'No,' she responded, but pointing to her protection officer, Richard Griffin, she declared, 'He has.'" Perhaps one of the most notable examples of that keen sense of humour came back in 2016, when she agreed to make a cheeky video with grandson Prince Harry to promote his Invictus Games. In the 40-second clip, the duo sit perusing an Invictus brochure when his phone rings. A call from then-US First Lady Michelle Obama and husband Barack indulging in some transatlantic ribbing. The video cuts back to the Queen, pink-cheeked and clearly having a ball, offering up a drawl. "Oh, really?" Her affection and joy in that moment and her grandson's achievement are absolutely apparent, and watching the video now is a delight. The closeness between the pair is in full display, something that these days feels like a relic of the past. In hindsight, who else but Harry could have gotten Her Majesty to take part in such an irreverent public outing? But we are a long, very long way from that moment, and in the coming week, the pair's relationship is set to face perhaps its biggest test to date. Sunday is Remembrance Sunday, an immutable event in the Queen's diary every year. Having lived through World War II, the monarch has never missed the wreath-laying ceremony that takes place to mark Armistice Day, aside from on a few occasions she was out of the country on official tours or during her later two pregnancies in the 1960s. Since October 20th, when Buckingham Palace first announced that she was cancelling a planned tour of Northern Ireland, mystery and growing concern surrounded the question of Her Majesty's well-being. We still, more than 2 weeks on, have no idea what might be wrong with the Queen, or what exactly doctors were testing her for during her hospital stay, and the episode is all served up as an acute reminder of the finiteness of the time she has left in the top job. All of which will mean that her appearance on one of the balconies of the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, where she now watches proceedings on Remembrance Day, will be all the more freighted this year. What was always a significant day in the royal calendar will now be even more so. However, the remaining working HRHs back in London won't be the only members of the royal family taking part in headline-grabbing events that week. No siree. In fact, today Harry will be appearing in New York at the Salute to Freedom Gala for the Intrepid Museum's inaugural awards, where he will present Intrepid Valor Awards to veterans and military families living with the invisible wounds of war. With last year's defiant war graves, more having seemingly failed to impress the powers that be back in London, his decision to take part in another prominent outing around this event does have a certain provocative edge to it. It is hard to imagine this situation. Two opposing sides taking part in nearly competing outings around the same cause will change any time in the future, and the Sussexes, as Royal Thorn in the PR side, look set to be a recurring feature of the royal landscape for years to come, cannibalising one another's carefully calibrated publicity forevermore. Harry is not allowed to wear his military uniform today, but he is able to pin his four medals on his suit. Today's event will pay tribute to those who have served in the US forces defending America, with the awards honoring those who have demonstrated courage and perseverance in the face of great danger or personal struggle. The museum said, "The Intrepid Museum's Salute to Freedom Gala recognizes extraordinary leadership and honors the brave men and women who serve in defense of our nation." John Bon Jovi will receive the 2021 Intrepid Lifetime Achievement Award for his work as chairman of the John Bon Jovi Soul Foundation. Palace Intrigue will be right back. With the movie Spencer now in theaters, Vulture describes it as mining the implicit ridiculousness of the pretense that this group of fallible human beings somehow represents a country's soul. Diana, humiliated by Charles' relationship with Camilla Parker Bowles and staggering from the ongoing media blitz, is treated as unreasonable, unruly, and on the verge of a breakdown, though it's always clear her problem is that she's too sane to play the game. "You have to be able to make your body do things you hate, for the good of the country," Charles patiently explains to her in one scene in which they're alone together, as though this were only reasonable. It's impossible not to like the movie's version of Diana, who's simply incapable of stiff upper-lipping her way through her own misery, too guileless about sharing her emotions, about assuming everyone around her as being just as straightforward. Stuart might not look much like the actual woman, but she's capable of recreating a sense of her sunshine-bright charisma. the way she felt a little too much like a star for a royal set, accustomed to always being gazed at while never so gauche as to anything to merit it. Diana, with her glamorous gowns and her taste for fast food, may be forever too much and not enough, but Spencer is just right. Speaking to the AV Club, star Kristen Stewart said, "Before we made this movie, I didn't have a very involved perception of her. I knew that she was somebody who was loved and that we lost too soon. And then going through her life and the way other people experienced her, and what I could glean from videos and pictures and things that she said herself. It is cryptic, and there are so many layers to trying to interpret what her inner life may have been, because it's not like she had journals to read." Calling Diana an ironically unknowable person, Stewart says she thinks the late royal's legacy endures not just because of the popularity of her children, Harry and William, but also because there is multiplicity in the way that we talk about her in art. She does not go away. She's just on our cultural psyche and is very, very much present in that. She was a wonderful person with an unbelievable empathy that is rare. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.